This is University Beats. I'm Mark Schreiner. The growth of some industries is measured in years. The growth of cybersecurity can seemingly be measured in days, if not minutes. And with that rapid growth comes the need for trained professionals to fill the jobs of today and the future. The University of South Florida has been attempting to meet that demand with master's degree programs in cybersecurity and cybercrime, as well as certificate programs. Now it's taking the next step as the first of Florida's 12 public universities to offer a bachelor's of science in cybersecurity. And it falls underneath the University of South Florida College of Engineering label, and so we're joined by the dean of the college, Robert Bishop. Dean, welcome back to University Beat.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
It's a different industry from 10 years ago, from 5 years ago, from 2 years ago even, is it not?
Well, I think with the advent of social media and with people developing apps, engineering, science, arts, I mean, you name it, it's just become so ingrained in our society, all of these computers. Anything that has an IP address can be hacked. So you're talking about embedded medical devices. You're talking about your automobile, eventually your refrigerator and your stove when they become part of the Internet of Things. So the technology is moving so fast, and that includes the computer technology as well as the software technology and communications technology. So there's no end in sight, as far as I can tell, on the rapid change that's occurring.
What kind of jobs are we talking about here? And we're also talking about high-paying jobs straight out of college in some cases.
Right. I think the average salary is somewhere near $95,000 for folks in this area. And certainly undergraduates who will be graduating with a degree, Bachelor of Science in Cybersecurity, are going to probably make salaries in that order of magnitude. But what are we talking about? Cybersecurity is a very broad field. But here what we're going to be focusing on is the computer science, computer hardware aspects of cybersecurity. Now, of course, we will always keep in mind that there are issues related to behavior and there's issues related to ethics. And that's part of our program, too. But really what we're trying to offer here is those who are very skilled in programming, in coding, those who understand operating systems, those who understand the hardware. And why is that important? Because many of the attacks occur because there are design flaws. And so if we can start to look at the design early on at the undergraduate level and then, you know, continue that through the master's level, I think in the long run, a society will benefit.
Obviously, as we say, there's a demand for the job, so there's a demand for the bachelor's. How long has this been a desire here to meet that demand?
Well, I think that in some sense, with our computer science program, with our computer engineering program, and with our IT program, or information technology program, we have been providing industry with skilled engineers and computer scientists. But I think that there's a great need for more focus on cybersecurity.
And the College of Engineering expecting to enroll the first 50 new students into the program this fall, along with about 40 other transferring in from other programs across the university. Is that open already, and how quickly are those slots filling up?
Yes, it is. In fact, what I would call the first class came from information technology. So we held a session to see what the interest would be, and the interest was overwhelming. So I expect that this program will fill up quickly, but we're going to try to admit and try to serve as many students as possible because this is so critically important.
You can find out more about the new Bachelor's of Science in Cybersecurity on our webpage, wusfnews.org. Dean of the USF College of Engineering, Robert Bishop, again, thank you for joining us on University Beat.
Thank you, Mark.
For University Beat, I'm Mark Schreiner.